This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Open for Business is powered by BossBolay.com, Malaysia's first online company secretary.
BFM 89.9, the business station. My name is Rich Bradbury and welcome to Open for Business. Today, we're going to be talking about some of Malaysia's favourite topics. We will be speaking about food. In particular, what do two cafe owners do stuck in the middle of a pandemic when they can't just sit still and wait? What do they do? Now, of course, they have to open another F&B venture. On the phone with me is Sita Lakshmi and Sheila Philip. They are from Wicked Good Vegan Bakery. Welcome to the show, ladies.
Thank you very much, Richard.
How are you both today?
You're doing very well. Thank you.
Tell me a little bit about the beginnings of these things. I mean, you both obviously come from an F&B background. How did this come about? And I understand there was quite a bit of brainstorming behind it, right?
Yes. So, yes, I've always been a vegetarian. And so going vegan seemed the natural way. And we both come from a very strong baking background. And we have had previous experience running cafes, which is very much reliant on walk-in customers. So therefore, during the pandemic, we decided that we should try something different, which is not reliant on walk-in customers. So we decided to expand on our business direction a bit, where it also focuses other businesses. And me being vegan and Sheila always having customers who are both vegan and had food allergies, it seemed the natural way to go to open a vegan bakery, which is different from all the other regular bakeries out there.
Yeah. Now, you say you've both been involved in the F&B industry a while. How did you two meet?
That happened a few years ago when I was still working with My Goodness Cakes, and a mutual friend of Sita's and mine brought her into my cafe because she needed a little bit of help perfecting her brioche buns, which she was serving for her hot seller, curry in a bread bowl. And she felt she just couldn't get it right. So a friend of hers brought her into my cafe and we sat down and we walked through the whole thing, gave her my recipe. She went back and perfected that recipe, sent me the pictures, and they were mouthwatering. And that's where we started in 2014.
Yes. And I was very, very grateful for Sheila at that time, who was so welcoming. And welcomed me with open arms the very first time she saw me and started actually really teaching me. And she also pointed me to the right direction to get into a baking course. And with her guidance, I ventured and I got a baking qualification as well.
And from there, she not only started with me, but she surpassed me in many, many ways. It's such a pleasure when that happens.
I think we both have our strengths when it comes to baking. Sheila is more of a traditional baker. No one does Sri Lankan fruit cakes better than her. Mm-hmm. Whereas I am more into making things look beautiful. I like cake decoration. So that's how we work together.
A very good partnership in that respect. So you have, one technical and traditional and somebody who likes to make things look beautiful. Now, that kind of leads me on to my next question. And how has this partnership been so far? Have you had differing opinions on things in terms of how this particular business should work? And if you have, how did you resolve those?
Very much so. We definitely took our time figuring out our differences. And the past 1 year has been not only, building the business, it is also
gaining trust.
Yeah, gaining trust with each other. Having an open discussion about what's not working, going into places that are uncomfortable and necessary. In order to learn how to work with each other. It definitely has been a really fulfilling journey. Difficult, challenging, I must say, but it's fulfilling. And I would say this again, she is the best partner that I can ever get. I would never get into business with others.
Yes, I think that's surprisingly, maybe not so surprising for us. It is very mutual. But I think what it comes down to in the end is that whatever disagreements we've had, we both know that we have the good of the business in our hearts and we are both pulling in the same direction. We want to build bigger good.
That's right.
Yeah. And of this relationship and of the time since the beginning, what do you think has been the hardest part in starting this business? What have you learned along the way that might have been different to your previous ventures? You know, whether it's Barracks or the Mossy Forest or, you know, For Goodness Cakes, what's been different particularly about this business?
So for me, it was my previous experience was for 7 years running businesses in Cameron, whereby it's pretty easy and straightforward in the sense that we are highly reliant on tourists. It was the, we were hitting the end consumer, and if you serve good food and good coffee, the business is set, you know?
Yeah.
But yeah, moving to KL, it's a different ballgame for me, having run businesses in small towns. Competition is higher. You need to be different from others. And logistics and all that, it's a lot different. Suppliers and all that, it's all different. So it has been like a restart for me. Definitely, I knew what I was getting into. I knew that it was going to be a huge challenge, but I was prepared for it.
I think the other thing that was, of course, an interesting part of the challenge was the fact that we started in the middle of the MCO. We just passed our 1 year anniversary. And, you know, it was interesting. Like Sita just said, we're used to having customer facing, you know, people come in, people eat, people talk. But here it is completely different. You are working purely based on deliveries. You are building your brand name, pushing it out through, not through word of mouth so much as marketing, social media.
Social media is a big part.
It was very different from being a typical cafe owner because what we really had to do, and we hope we have succeeded, is make this place pandemic-proof, because who's to say we're not going to have another one?
Yeah. Do you think, just before we take a quick break, do you think having business up in Cameron as well has helped you in terms of logistics of getting things like, you know, fresh produce? Has that helped?
For sure. Like we've built a large network of suppliers. So together with my previous experience in Sheila's, we have a lot of options for suppliers as well. But then having said that, since now that we are a purely vegan bakery, we have to source out different suppliers as well. And a lot of it, there's a lot of vegan things that are not available in the market to bake with. And that has made us actually create our own vegan products to make with, such as the vegan yogurt.
Excellent. Okay, let's take a short break here, ladies. I'm on the phone with both Sita and Sheila from Wicked Good Vegan Bakeries. They focus primarily on making delicious baked goods for the retail market and for other cafes. Their customers generally do pre-order. Over the last few months, as the lockdowns have been lifted, they've had people walking in wanting to try a slice of their cakes, their cookies, their loaves. And so they're now open for walk-ins on Fridays and Saturdays. More on that very shortly, but we're into a break here on Open for Business here on BFM 89.9.
Open for Business will reopen in a few moments. Powered by BossBully.com, Malaysia's first online company secretary.
Become fabulous millionaires. BFM 89.9.
Open for Business is powered by BossBully.com, Malaysia's first online company secretary.
BFM 89.9, the business station. My name is Rich Bradbury, and this is Open for Business. I'm speaking with Sita Lakshmi from Wicked Good and Sheila Philip, also of Wicked Good. They are a vegan bakery, primarily focusing on making delicious baked goods for the retail market. Now, I just wanted to ask you, how did you decide exactly what you wanted to sell? You know, what kind of market research went into picking the goods that you actually sell? Or did you kind of, you know, just play it by ear a little bit?
Well, both of us from our previous ventures had already kind of built up a name for our cakes, and we did have quite a big following for that. So we already knew that when we set up the bakery, we would be, well, focusing first on cakes and then adding in other baked items like the breads, for example, sourdough in particular, with some enriched breads like brioche. We wanted to do healthy snacks, but that was not one of the priorities to start with. And a few other things that we did came in later. So the starting was really cakes, cookies, and breads. And from my previous venture, I already had a lot of requests for vegan cakes. And so that was a good basis for us to start on. And Sita herself did quite a lot of research already and R&D on building some new recipes for vegan cakes, because it's really not that easy to go from a non-vegan to a vegan cake. But So we, of course, did do market research as well. We checked out what was available online. We checked out what was available in other restaurants. And we discovered that though vegan food as a whole is quite easy to find, vegan bakery just does not exist.
Right. Yeah. Yeah.
So that's where we went from.
Okay. That's a very good point. You know, vegan food tends to be popping up on menus a lot more often in and around KL in particular as well. You know, the odd vegan bakery here and there where it's mainly people doing it in their own home, though. But you're right. There's no full-on vegan bakery that you can walk into. Now, you were just talking about Sita doing her research into, new recipes. And it is true. I live with a vegan, and I know how difficult it can be when she wants to bake a cake, for example, to find out the replacement products. So tell me about that development process a little bit, Sita. You know, how much more difficult is it to develop vegan versions?
I would say in certain products, it can be fairly straightforward, like a basic substitution, one-to-one substitution. But in certain other products, it can get a lot more technical. One example would be that eggs, which is a very very crucial component in baking, consists of egg yolk, and egg white. And one is fattier and acts as an emulsifier, while egg white is fairly, airy and to lighten up and to make a cake spring. So they both behave differently. To substitute an egg, we have to use different components, a variety of components in a recipe. For example, for egg yolk, we may use flax meal or soy lecithin, depending on the recipe, whether the flavor will influence the recipe that we are making or not. And for egg whites, primarily we use aquafaba, which is water from boiled legumes. So, and the weight may be different, and it requires baking the cake many, many times to figure out what works.
And what doesn't.
Yes, and what doesn't? Yes, failed attempts too. Correct. Lots of failed attempts before you get the right one.
That's what I was going to ask. How many ended up on the scrap heap before you got to the final product?
Actually, it has been pretty good because we both have come from a strong baking background. Sheila spent a couple of years with the Academy of Pastry Arts, and I spent a couple of years learning the fundamentals of baking from Pastry Institute of St. Honoré. So we have a strong theoretical background in baking and also years of experience actually baking in our own cafes. Therefore, troubleshooting, challenging, but not exactly rocket science, if I may say so.
But one of the most interesting ingredients we had to come up with was actually the vegan yogurt, because we had this series of recipes which relied on yogurt. This was from before when I used to make it with just normal yogurt. And vegan yogurt, which is mostly soy here, just did not work. So it took us months to get the yogurt right and then get the cakes based on that right. So, and then the vegan croissants, I mean, Sita has been working flat out for the last few months trying to get that right. And, it just...
It's a step-by-step process. So we have like an R&D stage one, R&D stage two. So every version gets better and better. Yeah.
Fun. Fantastic. Yeah, I can see how it would be fun, for sure. Now, let's talk a little bit about pricing. And this is an important aspect of any business, but in particular when it's a plant-based or particularly vegan-based food, they tend to be higher priced than non-vegan versions. And we know that for many reasons behind this. But how do you manage to balance your pricing to compete with the non-vegan versions?
Definitely more time consuming. So I think that would justify the higher price. But for us here, we try to keep the prices really affordable. And if you compare our prices with a regular cake, it is pretty much on par. One of the reasons we are trying to keep the prices as affordable as possible is because we believe that vegan cakes should be enjoyed by everyone, whether we're vegan or not. Basically, we're not trying to push out there and say, hey, here's a vegan cake, try it. We're basically saying, hey, here's a delicious cake, which also happens to be vegan, so try it.
In some cases, yes, the ingredients can be more expensive. I think one really good example of that would be our vegan keto bread, which, because we have to find substitutes for pretty much all the flinding, the flour is expensive, the substitutes for all that are expensive, the replacement for the egg is expensive, everything's expensive. So vegan keto bread would be a little bit more expensive than the equivalent vegan, non-vegan keto bread.
Yeah.
And the other one actually is something that I fell in love with, is our kaya. Because, kaya is such a Malaysian thing, right? And vegan kaya, every recipe I've ever come across uses pumpkin. And I'm like, why is there pumpkin in kaya? And Sita came up with this brilliant recipe, which uses cocoa butter
and coconut.
Oh, wow.
And cocoa butter is super duper ridiculously expensive. But the taste makes it worthwhile.
Yeah. It's a good product. And once you try it, we hope that customers see the value in the quality ingredients that we use inside our product.
Wonderful.
Yeah.
Okay, I've got one final question before I let you to get back to work. What's your business been like lately, particularly over the last few months? And do you see more people choosing to try vegan products?
For sure. A lot more people are actually open to it. So we have people walking in and I've been checking out, if you're vegetarian or vegan, they're like, no, your cakes look pretty, so I want to try. So that's great. Yeah, so business has been steadily growing with the markets opening up. More and more vegan and vegetarian restaurants carry out desserts as well. So yes, it's a slow, steady, encouraging growth, which we are happy with.
Mm. Yeah. Wonderful. Many of the customers from Goodness Cakes have followed me, and none of them are vegan. The ones who have followed me are not vegan as such.
Yeah.
But they are regular orderers of our cakes and they love them. They actually can't believe that the cakes are vegan. Separately, we've also been working with various boutique supermarkets and small pharmacies, mainly for our trail mixers, our granolas and yogurts. So for those of you who want to get hold of those things and you don't feel like coming all the way to Damansara Perdana, you can go check out Cura. You can check out Hanifa for our trail mixers. And
there's a new grocer in Mount Kiara Publica called the Panas Grocer, which also stocks up all our products as well.
Yeah, and certain pharmacies, Consult Pharmacy in Subang.
Yeah, Fiscare Pharmacy.
Fiscare Pharmacies, two branches, Setialam in Bukit Tinggi.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Wonderful. Great stuff. Thank you very much for your time today, ladies. It's been an absolute pleasure speaking with you.
Thank you so much.
And with you, Richard. Thank you very much indeed.
My pleasure. Folks, I've been on the phone with Sita and Sheila. They are from Wicked Good Bakery. If you want to find out more about them, it's purely vegan baked goods. Head over to their website. It's wickedgood.com. Of course, they also have an Instagram page as well where you can just check out how delicious their stuff is from the same name, at Wicked Good. This is Open for Business here on BFM 89.9, the business station.
Are you open for business? Register your company with bossbelay.com, Malaysia's first online company secretary.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.